Many people love checking the news on a daily basis, be it a little bit more old-fashioned these days with a newspaper, or on a phone, on the TV, right? Breaking news, today's headlines, today's weather, today's sports scores, today's financial scores. Aside from practical utility, I need to know how the financial markets are doing and how my interests are impacted by what is going on today. We see that oftentimes we like to check up on today's news, even if we have no interest involved, right? I have no financial or personal interest in some or another country, but I might still be interested in reading today what is going on. I might not be able to influence anything, but still, I feel pretty good reading about what is the latest events, right? There's a huge market dedicated to bringing the latest news to perhaps millions of individuals. And again, most of whom are not in any position to make any kind of impact or to be impacted by much of the news. Certainly sometimes, and especially, again, practically something like weather. Well, can I have a picnic today or is it going to rain? But otherwise, so why would that be? One reason that seems sensible would be that checking today's news gives us a sense of presence, right? It gives us a sense of, or like the present, gives us a sense of freshness, of life. Now, right? Think about the different vibe that we may get from, say, being at a historical museum or something, looking at photos from 100 years ago and headlines in newspapers from 100 years ago, reading history books. That's one kind of mood. And another kind of mood is checking the news today. What is going on today? I want to be alive now. I am alive now, right? I'm not alive 100 years ago. Today is today. It's not the day that was today 100 years ago. And we want to feel that. It feels better, generally. It feels fresher. Of course, some people associate the past with that sense of life and that sense of vitality and presentness and such, and maybe become aficionados of some historical period. You know, whenever I read about the Great Wars, I get a sense of freshness and kind of immediacy and such. Maybe even earlier than that, I read about and study about some ancient empire, and it gives me that sense of something that I'm looking for. Right? But oftentimes, it is by checking the news that we feel that we're right here, right now. This is today. It's not yesterday. And every day is a new day. So it can, however, be asked whether that really is the best way to feel that we are present, right? Or whether there are other types of content that can better facilitate the sense that we are after. So many interesting questions here concerned with time and its passage and its reality and such may arise. So only a few points can superficially be covered, but one such point would be to distinguish between that which is so as a matter of principle and that which is so as a matter of, we can say, happenstance. So for example, what is so as a matter of principle, to start with something simple, are mathematical truths such as 1 and 1 equaling 2, 2 and 2 equaling 4, and so forth. Therefore, if I'm studying such a truth, as it concerns that truth, it's always present. It's always fresh. And it has nothing to do, its freshness and its presence, with when it was written, as long as it's accurate. I can read on an ancient scroll from thousands of years ago that 2 and 2 equals 4, but that's as equally relevant, equally true, and equally now, today, as I'm reading it, as it was then. Other kinds of truths that can be thought of perhaps as combinations of, say, universals are not repeatable, at least in their, if we get sufficiently particular. So, for example, that today, in this particular place, at this particular time, this particular person did such and such thing, right? That's not going to be repeated at least as it concerns that date and that time and such. So we say that beyond math, there are realities encompassing all aspects of life and existence, such that are so in an atemporal way, meaning in a way that is not that does not pass. So, for example, some or another lucid explication of human nature, it doesn't matter when it was written, right? The date could be from 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. If it is properly written, right? If it's truthful, if the words used as they are used bring to mind realities that really are as they are, then reading it on any day, right, at any time, is as say current. It's as current an event as can be. Just like, again, 2 + 2 is always current, is always true. So we see that one way to perhaps satisfy, in light of that idea, our desire for the fresh, for the present, for the current, one way would be to constantly chase after the latest headlines. I wake up, I want to feel that it's today, that it's now. Right, and I immediately see what's going on. What's going on in politics? What's going on in entertainment? We see that with that mentality, the kind of most real place in the world might be the front page of a breaking news website. It might be a talk show, right, which is sharing the latest, again, headlines and talking about what's going on today in politics in the world and finance and such. It might be the latest celebrity gossip. What's going on? Which celebrity dated who and broke up with who and this and that. So that, if that does it for us, fine. But a different approach could consider the aforementioned difference between such contingent affairs. The celebrity went here, that celebrity went there. The difference between that and reality as it is, always, right, outside of time, to so say. But in this connection, as it is properly and competently and excellently described and spoken of in great literature of the world, be it philosophical literature, psychological literature, certain perhaps works of fiction, if they're read with the intent to understand something about reality, might do the trick. But if we kind of shift our mindset to that, then the center of today, right, the center of the breaking news might go from the front page of the newspaper or its internet equivalent, from the gossip hub of the celebrities, from the latest blurbs and comments and things like that, to some or another such excellent work, right, that at present is a little bit beyond our reach, but not too much beyond. Right? If we give a sophisticated work of philosophy to a five-year-old, it's not going to help the five-year-old. It has to be a little bit beyond, a little bit challenging, hopefully. Not too simple for us, but not too complicated. But if we tackle one kind of a such level of thought, we can perhaps move on to the next one. So that would be a switch of mentality. If I want to live in the present, if I want to live today, if I want to feel a sense of freshness in reality, perhaps then hone my sensibilities to appreciate excellence as it concerns truth. And then find excellent accounts of truth and enjoy and satisfy yourself perhaps in a more profound way in these regards than is possible with even the latest breaking news, right, on the website that updates immediately every second. Now this happened, now this happened. the former might be a better option then. All right, so we can think about it. Thank you for listening.